This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It is almost 5:36. You are with Kelvin and Cam on the Evening Edition. Sean Tanis is in the studios with us for the market wrap. Now, durian prices in Malaysia have dropped by 50% over the past 3 weeks due to the COVID-19 virus outbreak.
Correct. Basically, demand for Malaysian durians in China saw a dramatic drop since the virus outbreak. So durian producers have no choice but to sell. They're not calling it an oversupply, but why else would you sell it for a cheaper price, right? So yeah. they're selling it for a cut price now. In fact, many farmers or those who are based in Pahang, at least, they said they got zero orders over the last 3 weeks. So this farm in Rau Pahang, they are selling the Musang King durian for 30 ringgit. They used to sell it for 60 ringgit per kg. So the oversupply issue is basically not just because of, you know, like a restriction in China. It's because the disruption to logistics, there's lockdown in the cities, and also I think people are not feeling it to consume something that's considered luxury at this point of time, because you want to like enjoy eating durian, and I don't think so they can think about durian right now.
Oh yeah, and you want to get back to the bare basics. You want to make sure you have your rice.
Yeah,
you want to make
exactly.
sure you have, you know, your fresh meats and vegetables.
Yeah,
and
so it's like a happy time, you know, to eat durians with family and friends. Mm. So I that's also a factor.
Really, I would imagine the smell could cure most fumigate. Most,
that's for sure.
You know, most situations. But Sean, the Agriculture and Agro-based Industry Ministry has set a target of exporting 1,000 metric tons of whole frozen durian fruits to China every month this year. Looks like they're going to have to revise that figure now.
Correct. But again, it's not all doom and gloom for the industry at this point, according to analysts, because they can still cushion the impact in some ways by redirecting the supply to local market and also to Singapore. Perhaps it's also a chance for locals, or they say, or marhain people like me to try all these elite atas durians, you know, at affordable prices. Remember, I think we did a story last year about a stall selling one bowl of durian chendol for 38 ringgit in Malacca. So probably if they don't bring down the price now, I think they'll be questioned. So that's how much the prices have gone up last year because of demand from China. But again, most producers are still upbeat about sales, because durians can be stored in liquid nitrogen freezers where you can keep them for up to 2 years.
And for now, moving on to Bursa, shares in TA Enterprise Berhad rose almost 13% earlier today. What's happening on the counter?
Yeah, so this is on the back of its the company's plan to privatize its property arm, TA Global Berhad, for 38 sen per share. So the shares rose to its highest this morning since December, and TA Enterprise has offered to buy an additional 39.8% stake in TA Global, and currently it owns 60.1% stake. So at close today, the counter was 5 cent higher at 59 cent.
Sean, thank you very much for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.